escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texans Training Camp, live from the Houston Methodist Training Center. Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Yeah, we are at Training Camp 2025, and shout out to Nico Collins, because it's been at the very least 10 minutes he's been signing autographs, and I don't think that he's going to be done anytime soon. There is a grip of people still looking for an autograph for number 12, and he is obliging. Always great to see that level of willingness to be there for the people that make this all go, you know?
It really does. And some people, well, I mean, Nico, you know, has a safe spot, so to speak, with this squad. So he can get there when he does there. But man, that's a big big thing for all these people out here.
All right, let's not skip this, even though I know a lot of people want to. That was a rough weekend for your Houston Astros, man.
You get swept by the A's. I kept saying that yesterday. They can't get swept by the A's. Four game set, swept by the A's.
And not just swept by the A's. I'm sorry to say, they whipped your tail.
They did.
They whipped your tails, including
what'd you score, six runs? I think that's what it was.
I didn't even think about
seven?
It was disgusting all the way over the weekend, including a Friday night in which Nick Hurts, man, this kid. Like, not only did he whoop you up, he also made it very clear. Don't worry about it. Cam Smith, don't worry about no AL Rookie of the Year, brother. Don't even think about it. That's not going your way. First rookie in MLB history to hit four home runs in one game. First player in MLB history to finish a game with at least six hits, six runs, and eight RBIs. How much further do you want me to go? Tied a single game record for total bases at 19 total bases in the game on Friday.
That's a wrap, isn't it? That's a wrap on the old Rookie of the Year.
Like, there's more of them. I'm just refusing to read all of them. Which, I mean, obviously that was a him thing, but also to some degree, this felt like the entirety of the evidence that this team needs trade deadline, and they need reinforcements back, like no man's business.
They need to get players back. We had some, I guess, progress on that over the weekend with some pitchers. But here's the thing that I keep going back to. We still won't know. Maybe this is where we are. We won't know what this team is, and I think we can sort of just come to grips with this all year long. Like here we are 100 and whatever games in. Even when they get these guys, if they get these guys back, it'll take some while. Will we know exactly what we're getting, and whether it's Garcia or Getty or whatever? Offensively, they get players back. Will we know? How long will it take for them to establish themselves? They've had some really great moments, but they've had some really bad moments, even with the full squad. And texting with, you know, friends and family over the course of the weekend as we're watching the Astros, I mean, a couple times I said this. I mean, this is why they call it the minor leagues. It's rough out there, man. They got a largely minor or big chunk of it anyway is a minor league roster, and it looked like it.
Yeah, and I think the thing for me was that this was a sign that we've reached the end of just being able to make it off of timely hitting. And really importantly, I think the starting pitching is waning. And that's where I think starting pitching is just going to have to be guys coming back, because it feels like you need two bats now.
You do.
Like, it doesn't even feel like it's just one bat. Obviously, the return of Jeremy Payne will be cool. I'm done waiting on Christian Walker to be, like, the Christian Walker that you would hope for this year.
What about Yordan? What about Myers?
Yordan returning back would be very helpful. Mm-hmm. When do you think that is?
And it goes back to my point that I said, even though, hey, Yordan's back, you still won't really know, all year long.
And that's why you need to port two bats.
Yeah, that you know about.
And that very much takes you, at least in my estimation, I think you need two bats. Especially, obviously, give you a little bit of left-handedness, so you have the ability to kind of work your lineup a little bit better. But then it feels like you need somebody else on the infield, particularly third base, with what we learned about Isak Paredes.
It really does. And, oh, by the way, add another name to the injured list. With Brandon Walter getting
Which stinks because
being the latest.
He's been one of the guys that's been giving you a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. He's been able to give you a little bit. So yeah, no, this was a real sobering weekend for the Astros, but it in a way I kind of appreciate it for it, and this might just be me trying to find a way to make chicken salad out of you know what. But you got 4 days to the trade deadline, and I think it's been made abundantly clear what's needed for you.
One of each?
When you say one of each, what?
Pitcher and a hitter or two hitters?
I think you got two hitters with what – I mean, again, I don't know how much you can expect to be able to actually get with what you have, prospect-wise.
Yeah.
And so I think it's two batters, and then – because your offense just needs to be significantly better. But it's going to need to be Fromber and Hunter, obviously, being what you asked, but it's going to need to be some of these guys that are coming back off of their rehab starts – and very relatively quickly, hopefully.
Well. And what happened after that little run shortly before the All-Star break of Phillies, Cubs, and Dodgers, where we're like, oh, boy, they just keep doing it. Now, I know there's been some roster changes and lineup changes since then, but just collectively, it's kind of fallen off a cliff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the longer that you are asked to have a particular feat. Like
hold the line.
The longer you're asked to hold the line, the harder it becomes, and the more likely that there is a level of falter. Mm-hmm. And that's what it feels like. They faltered. Yeah. They've faltered in this space. And so it's incumbent upon Dana Brown, and I'm sure that he's doing that. All the reporting seems to trend towards they're looking at guys. Eugenio Suarez continues to be a big name, yeah. Although the thing that kind of scares me about him is the bat is there. The defense isn't.
Defense is not.
Are you going back to that space again? But what a choice do you have when the offense has been – as sparse as it has of late,
and you know, as much as we talk about, well, they're still leading the division. I hate to be the one to bring this up, but the Rangers are making a little ground up.
Rangers, Mariners, yeah. And I'm being just a Debbie Downer here. I'll acknowledge it. Looking at Ryan McMahon for the Yankees, mm-hmm. That does feel like that would have been a really good get if you could have gotten him because he's good with the bat, but he's really good defensively.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, of course, beggars can't be choosers in this way. And right now it feels like you're getting closer to being a beggar on trying to make sure that you can keep this upright. Again, salute to the Astros for being able to make it to this point. But we've reached a point where, all right, you definitely need some support for what's happening here because you're starting to see that lead begin to crumble. What is it, a four-game lead on the Mariners and the Rangers?
That's what I'm saying. The Rangers are making some moves.
Had a 9-1 in their last 10, and they are also trying to creep up. And, damn, I'd be damned. If they do the
oh
thing,
my gosh.
I'll be it can't be that. It can't be the Rangers walk you down. Yeah. It cannot be that. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I see you, Texter. I see you. I understand. It was a weekend that was rough on the base paths for the Astros on the diamond. However, a good weekend for the history of the Astros. Let's get into what's popping next, including a salute to a Hall of Fame Astro. Billy Wagner will do it next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.